all the things we did so well, pictures, furniture, I think that this house should be the place where you can see them the best.
And that's what your committee is doing?
That's what they're trying to do.
Mrs. Kennedy, I think the next room along here is the blue room, is it not?
That's right. It's right along this way. And on the way in, this is interesting. It's Lafayette's March, composed and printed in 1824. He came here on a triumphal tour when he was an old man. The whole country went wild about him, wrote poems, made up songs. This is one of them. It's the same period as the room, so we put it there.
Oh, this has a very different feeling than the red room.
Yes, it's blue, but do you know, under President Monroe, it used to be red.
Is this a date of Monroe's? Is this of his period?
Yes, this room is everything in it, really, is from the time of President Monroe. The most fascinating thing is this pier table and bust. When we first came here and started searching for old things, we found the pier table in the carpenter shop where it was being used as a sawhorse. And we recognized it from old engravings. So we took 6 weeks to restore it and put it back. And then in the men's room downstairs, we found that bust of Washington, which
well,
is very
Washington.
Primitive. Yes, both sides of his face look different. It was done by an early sculptor. But the interesting thing is, these two pieces are exactly where Monroe had them in the room, which we also learned from studying old engravings.
You have a wonderful big window here at the end.
Yes, the view from here is so pretty. You can see the Washington Monument. The interesting thing is that this window used to be the door in the olden days. All the carriages would come to the south entrance and people would come up the stairs because Pennsylvania Avenue wasn't paved until the Civil War. This is where they all came in.